Hey, it's Crypto Bobby, and the altcoins are back. While Bitcoin's hitting an all-time high, in some cases, yeah, some of these altcoins are pumping up double digits today. So I want to talk about some of these altcoins that are making a really nice move, still far off the all-time highs for the majority of them, but some of these altcoins making really nice moves while Bitcoin is hovering above $8,230. So Bitcoin is well in its all-time high range, really hitting that new number today. So we're going to talk about Bitcoin's all-time highs today. Ethereum making a nice, slow, concerted move up the 300. Is it getting ready to break that $400 mark and get past the all-time highs and really set those altcoins ready for a significant move? But before I get into all that, a quick little bit of a contest. So I mentioned yesterday that I'm going to be speaking at the North American Cryptocurrency Conference. It's coming up in a couple weeks, so not a ton of notice, unfortunately, for you guys. Kind of a last-minute thing on my end. But on December 9th, if you're based out of the West Coast or if you're looking to make a trip to Vegas, I do have a couple tickets to give away for this event. So if you'd like to go to the event, if you're looking for an opportunity to attend a crypto conference for free, I'm going to be giving away today 4 tickets as well as tomorrow 4 tickets too for this event. And just wanted to do a little bit of a contest here. So in the next 24 hours, if you would like to get a free ticket to go to the North American Cryptocurrency Conference, what I'd like you to do is to comment below on the price of, in this format, what you think the price of Bitcoin is going to be tomorrow at, so this will be November 21st at 5 p.m. Eastern time. So what do you think the price of Bitcoin is going to be at 5 p.m. Eastern time tomorrow? What do you think the price of Ethereum is going to be at 5 p.m. Eastern time tomorrow, November 21st? I will pick the 2 closest people that hit the Bitcoin price and the 2 closest people that hit the Ethereum price. And just make a little bit of a note below. If you're actually able to go to the conference in Vegas, so if you just want to play along, you want to have a little bit of fun, just let me know if you can't make it to the conference so that I won't give you a ticket away that you know you won't be able to make it to. So let me know if you want to go to Vegas, and I will pick the 2 closest guessers for the price of Bitcoin and the price of Ethereum. And if you can't make it, but if you just want to play along, let me know your price predictions for the next 24 hours for 5 p.m. Eastern time, November 21st. I will pick 2 winners for each price then and be able to give you a free ticket to the North American Cryptocurrency Conference that I'll be speaking at on December 9th in Vegas. If you can't make it, no biggie. But wanted to give you guys an opportunity and have a little bit of fun here. But let's hop into the bulk of the discussion today. So really interesting day in the marketplace where we have Bitcoin right now. As I'll pull up the full screen, Bitcoin has hit its all-time highs of around close to almost $8,300, pull back a tiny bit to $8,230 or so, around $8,240. But Bitcoin has continued to crush it and has just gone on a, if we zoom out here, I mean, has just gone ever since the, if we pull up the past month or so, there was that big pullback down to the $5,600 or so range. But ever since, though, it has been just a rocket move upwards, which has been pretty fascinating to watch. And as a lot of this has happened, what's been interesting, at least for me to see, is Bitcoin, because the size of the market and because of the size of some of these altcoins, so many people have been selling their altcoins, selling their smaller cryptocurrencies, and putting them into Bitcoin for the ride up. And that's something even I've done in a little bit of scenario. Sometimes I've held on to those altcoins, but in some cases I've sold and put them into Bitcoin because I've seen it as a, not a guaranteed gain, but more likely of a gain. And that has, for a lot of people, paid off nicely. But when Bitcoin has traditionally gone up, at least recently, that has led to a depression in the altcoin prices. Some people have been calling it altcoin winter. A lot of altcoins significantly off their all-time highs that we saw in the summer of 2017, which was a really good time for recently ICO'd cryptocurrencies, really good time for altcoins, and then they pulled back and pulled back. Now, today at least, and this is in the past 24 hours, so this isn't necessarily definitive on the permanent outlook into the future, but waking up this morning, checking Blockfolio for me, Civic is one of my holdings that I got into at the ICO and I've held on to since then, even though I should have obviously sold that at peak. But Civic up 23% against Bitcoin, 25% against the US dollar, 10X, which I know a lot of you guys have held on to, and it's pretty significantly down off the all-time highs. We're talking about 55% down since the all-time highs, but a 40% move on the day. BitShares is another one that I know some people like. IOTA, Economy, Cardano, which I actually just moved into yesterday, which turned out to be a great move because I sold NEO after I got a 30%+ gain on NEO, moved that into Cardano, and have got a 10% gain on Cardano. So I've just kind of stacked those gains there nicely, which has worked out well. So a number of different cryptos across the board that have been traditionally underperforming Bitcoin in the past couple of weeks. We can see at least in the top on on-chain FX, about half of the crypto out there, they have 50, 56, 57 listed. Almost exactly half have, or a little bit more than half, have outperformed Bitcoin in the past 24 hours, which has not been the trend as of the past few weeks. So we've seen everything from some small, slight outperformances of Bitcoin, which is up a few percentage points on the day in comparison to the US dollar, to double-digit moves for a number of cryptocurrencies, even things like Monero having a really strong move, getting fairly close to its all-time highs, as well as Cardano getting back close to that all-time high, IOTA only 6% off its all-time high now. So there have been some really strong moves, and I think that's been positive to see that continuing to develop and move forward. And you can see it a little bit in the overall, one of the, I think, always interesting things to look at when it comes to crypto. Let's see if I can zoom out a little bit here. When it comes to crypto is the market capitalization as a percentage of Bitcoin in compared to the altcoins. And as of right now, the dominance for Bitcoin right now is about 56.25% in the past day. And that's down in the past month at, let's say, its high, I believe, the market dominance was around 62, 64% for Bitcoin. So while some of it is due to Bitcoin Cash's pretty significant surge up due to the overall market size of Bitcoin Cash, that tends to make a pretty big dent in the overall market capitalization, as does something like Ethereum when it runs up and Ripple when it runs up as well. But Bitcoin Cash has had a really big impact on the market dominance recently in terms of a few different percentage points. But it's kind of pulled back a little bit from the highs, from the mid 60s, where Bitcoin is now in the mid 50s at 56%. And you're seeing a little bit maybe more even distribution in some of these altcoins in the past, in the past couple of days. So as I'm looking at this, I'm getting a lot of questions from different folks about is it time to buy Bitcoin? Is it time to sell Bitcoin? Should I be buying the altcoins? For me personally, right now, I have continued to dollar cost average my way in. I've continued to dollar cost average my way into Bitcoin on a biweekly basis, into Ethereum on a continued basis. And I've held on to a lot of, I've held on to some of the altcoins that I've had, like Civic, like OMG, and recently made that move into Cardano. What I am looking at really right now that I think is going to be potentially very interesting is Ethereum. Ethereum is kind of slowly pulled up from the 300 level to the 315 level to the 320 level to the 330, and then popped up real quick from mid 330s to all the way into 355, picked up a little bit of steam there, and is up to close to right now at the time of recording this about 368. When Ethereum tends to run, a lot of the altcoins tend to run as well. So I've made a pretty big move, pretty concerted move into Ethereum. Pulled a little bit of Bitcoin out of my overall holdings and moved that into Ethereum for the time being, although Bitcoin has kind of outperformed Ethereum as of late. But I do think we're getting ready. I mean, I've talked about it before, and I was a little bit too early on this, but I think we're getting ready for Ethereum to potentially break those all-time highs of around the 400, 420 range, depending upon what exchange we're talking about. But it's slowly getting up there. What we're going to need to see, I think, in my opinion, is a really strong break over 400. And if that does, if that sustains that break over 400, if Ethereum can break through 400 and actually maintain it, it's going to be a rocket ship. If not, it might get slammed down back again. If we go back 3 months or so ago when when Ethereum here tried to have this, you know, nice movement up, you can almost similar in some nature where Ethereum had this move up in, I think it was mid-August, basically the entire month of August, Ethereum went from like $300 all the way up to $400, literally hit $400 like, or right, pushed up against $400 and then just slammed down in the course of a week, went all the way back down to $300. So I think what we're going to need to see personally is that Ethereum is going to need to break that break that $400 mark with some conviction. And if it does, it's going to be a rocket ship for both of Ethereum and a lot of the ERC-20 tokens and the altcoins that a lot of folks that watch this, that you might be holding on to. I think that's going to be an overall bullish sign. Right now, for me, just the overall marketplace perspective, I'm not taking any profits. I don't see, at least for the time being, granted, there's a lot of different sayings and all that BS, but for me personally, I'm not taking profits for the time being. I'm holding on to all the crypto that I have, all the crypto or all the cash that I have allocated or in my mind that I would spend on crypto. It's in the game right now. So I'm fully in. If we get into a potential marketplace where I feel like, you know, the market's cooling off, it's time to take some profits, it's time to pull back, I'll let you guys know if I'm doing that, but for the time being, I am, at least with the money that, obviously not all my cash in the world is in crypto, but for the amount of money that I have that I'm comfortable putting into crypto, it's all in there, and I'm going to keep it into crypto because I think we're in a bullish market right now, and for me to try to call the top on Bitcoin, call the top on Ethereum, it's tough because, you know, it's tough because you're not always going to nail it. And if you don't nail it, and if you sell it short, then that's not always a fun feeling. So I'm holding on for the time being. If I miss that a little bit, then so be it. But that's kind of where my head's at right now is we're in a bullish market. I'm not trying to, I'm not going to try to call the top. I'm not going to try to, to call the top, to short it, to do anything of that nature. I think too, with the CME futures coming up, that at least until the point of the CME futures launching, seems like we're kind of in a bullish trend in some cases because of that. What happens when the futures hit the market? Who knows? But I'm holding on tight for the time being. You guys definitely make that decision on your own though, as far as what you feel comfortable doing. If you've made a ton of profits, and sometimes it's not bad to take profits. But for me, I'm going to let it roll and continue to let it roll because at least for me personally, crypto, Bitcoin, Ethereum, it's all my speculative bet, I have my money in ETFs. I have my money in mutual funds and all that stuff. And, that's well and good. I know I'm not going to lose money. I know that's not going to go down 50% in a day for the most part, unless something crazy happens. But crypto, if it does, then it does. But it's my speculative bet. It's not my entire bet. So I'm comfortable with where I'm at right now and happy with where things are at this point in time. Now, I would love to, number one, I'm interested to hear what you guys have to say as far as your price predictions in 24 hours. I know it's pretty, not super short-sighted, but just throw it in the comments and you could add in any other commentary that you'd like, but just let me know the price of Bitcoin in the next 24 hours, what you think it'll be at 5 p.m. Eastern time, November 21st, and with Ethereum as well. And then if you'd like to go to Vegas, let me know, and I will pick the two people that are closest on Bitcoin, the two people closest on Ethereum. If you want to just participate, see if you're closest, and you can't make it to Vegas, let me know so I don't end up reaching out to you to give you a free ticket if it's not an event that you can make, and obviously it's short notice, so I do apologize for that. But looking forward to seeing where the market ends up in the next 24 hours. As to your thoughts and feedback on this, if you are new to the channel by any chance, my name is Crypto Bobby. I do daily videos on the subject of cryptocurrency, market recaps, talk about what I'm feeling, what I'm looking at. And overall, if you enjoy this content, hit the subscribe button, hit the little notify bell next to it so you get those daily videos as soon as they do come out. And I also do YouTube Live Crypto Happy Hours where I pop in, talk about what's been happening on a day-to-day basis, answer as many questions as possible. Would really appreciate that. Crypto Bobby signing out. Have a good one. Peace.